A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when logic ran riot in the debate over housing or non-housing, depending how we look at it, with the property industry and therefore the government expressing their concern for struggling renters by telling us a rent freeze would hurt struggling renters. Struggling renters would struggle even more unless their rent kept increasing more and more. All this as Big Supremo Anthony Albanese showed the concern honed by being raised in public housing by a single mum. Not sure we knew that, he keeps it to himself. Public housing by a single mum by suddenly finding billions for social and affordable housing. You mean public housing built, owned and managed by the public purse, Anthony? I mean, yes, giving the states the money to give the housing to the social and community housing industry and the affordable housing industry. Governments long ago abandoned public housing, knowing the housing solutions lie with the private sector, the market, which has worked a treat, Anthony. A treat. Anthony attacked the uncooperative Greens for being uncooperative, for standing in the way of the market solving the housing crisis. But Anthony, hasn't the market caused the problem in the first place? We have to agree with Anthony for the fine balance in this debate displayed by the ABC, for instance, representing the mainstream media generally, highlighted how the poorest of the poor, how the homeless, how struggling renters and those unable to purchase a home will benefit from this sudden discovery of billions. It interviewed the Property Profits Council, which informed us the windfall was a win-win, while rubbing its hands together excitedly, and the Community Housing Industry Profits Association, note industry, which was thrilled that it could do its bit for, say, the homeless. Certainly as long as they can afford it. But they haven't got any money. Then we can't help them. Look, we feel for them, and we would be more than happy to help them when and if they have money. Then we must have real public housing. Good heavens, no. That is our role, the social and community housing profit sector. Our role is to provide for those in housing crisis, as long as they can afford it. Exactly. It gives them an incentive. The social and community housing industry was also one of the loudest voices attacking the rent freeze proposal. Go on, what a surprise. And yet this was interpreted by the commentariat as proving the proposal would hurt struggling renters. On same in the If You Have Tears, Prepare to Shed Them Now department, headline, Landlord Tax Hike to Hurt Renters. No, not that. That's normal. No. Similar headline in the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review. Affordability crisis a risk for struggling renters, I hear you say. For struggling home buyers. None of the above. No, it's worse. A risk for Stockland, Mirvac, JP Morgan. Oh, no. Don't we feel for them? Don't our hearts bleed? Got to admit, listener, we really have misjudged the caring business class party, suggesting falsely over many years, it was anti-worker, anti-evil unions, bent over backwards to assist the filthy rich caring business class get filthy richer. First signs of our misjudgment we reported 2 weeks ago when former caring business class relations minister Mercadia Kosh the workers attacked the socialists for allowing workers to fall further behind the cost of living, enlightening us that for 10 years the caring business class hayseed and sheepshit coalition had fought its guts out to ensure workers maintained their living standards. Which on one level, of course, is actually true. And Mercadia's apparent conversion on the road to the opposition benches was confirmed last weekend. Supremo and would-be big Supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, at a caring business class conference of some sort, speaking in front of big slogans, standing up for hard-working True Blue Aussies. So there. We have judged them wrongly for years. Years, because they have proven posthumously my long-departed father wrong, for one of his favourite comments was, Menzies will grind the workers into the dust. Obviously a slander of poor old Pig Iron Bob. Makeda is one of several women this week proving the contention we need more women in parliament, in boardrooms, in positions of so-called power, for the sensitivity, the emotion, the feelings, the compassion they bring that will make the world a kinder place. As following her runaway victory last week in the Feminist Solidarity Award for her compassionate attack on an emotional Lydia Thorpe over sexual assault claims, No Notions, that appalling Hoonson, doubled up this week with the Racial Solidarity Award after the same Lydia Thorpe talked about the Terra Nullius non-people's 65,000-year connection to the land. That appalling reacting with a beautifully sensitive, 65,000 years? I don't care. I don't care. What about my connection to the land? Great point, that appalling. Strong argument. Not sure what the connection is now. Used to be a fish and chip shop. And sensitivity and compassion oozing from Reserve Losses Bank Deputy Supremo Michelle Bulldust as she declared we'll all be better off with a massive increase in unemployment. We desperately need 140,000 job losses. Although Michelle didn't quite explain how the $140,000 budgets would be better off. Well, no, I suppose she did. We need all those unemployed to control inflation, meaning they'll be able to buy more with the cornucopia they sponge on from the public purse. Because if the inflation rate drops, we can guarantee landlords and the great supermarkets will reduce their rents and prices in line with. Yet despite this advantage for all of us, evil unions reacted to Michelle's compassionate call for lots of dole bludgers by claiming the Reserve Losses Bank is asking workers to pay for inflation caused by caring employers, the landlords and the great supermarkets, again showing evil unions place barriers in the way of the common good. Given the compassion Michelle as a woman brought to this issue, the mind boggles at how many unemployed Bank Supremo Philip Lay workers Lowe would have nominated. It's not worth thinking about. And yet another prominent woman, Christine Hellgates, raced away with the Love Your Consistency Award of the Week. Remember, Christine got the chop as Supremo of Tribulo Aussie Post after then Big Supremo Scummo was upset she gave executives some watches as a bonus. If she'd given them $1 million each, it would have been okay. But Christine also opposed moves by the government to privatise the Tribulo Aussie Post Parcels Division. The big money earner these days, it would be a disaster, she argued vehemently. Well, these days, Christine runs Don't Pay the Toll Truck Behemoth, and what do you know? She is telling the government it must privatise the Tribulo Aussie Post Parcels Division and allow her new company to get its snout into the public trough. What a difference a new boardroom makes. Christine, your Love Your Consistency Award is on its way. Oh, and I've had this brainwave. Did you notice the cost of sinking with the sunken Titanic is Titanic? Up to twice the amount we are hoping to raise from our non-filthy rich listeners in the current radiothon. The filthy rich forking out $300,000 to $400,000 Australian for a ticket to eternity. So my brainwave? Let's talk some filthy rich of the filthy rich entrepreneur, and don't forget we have enormous influence with filthy rich of the filthy rich entrepreneurs, talk some into building a giant submersible capable of carrying hundreds. Offer to collect the ticket price for the hundreds of filthy rich of tourists, as they call them, and pack them off to the bottom of the briny. To eliminate any risk, we'll disengage the resurface button before they descend. Ingenious, what? You may, listener, but I can't see any flaws in the plan other than the ocean floor. Last week, we gave the Courage Under Fire Award to the socialists, who this week again displayed their courage by backing off plans for stronger tax disclosure information for the multinationals after yet another caring business class lobbying campaign. And the so-called socialist left faction backed off a strong motion at their state conference attacking the Fawkes deal after Anthony Albanese said he would take no notice of it. And the usual, we can't won't embarrass the leader argument after the leader heads them off at the pass. Anthony pointing out the Socialist Party is democratic, and that's why he would ignore a majority decision. But as a compromise, the Socialists may, how's this for outrageous, recognise a Palestinian non-people, non-state state, wherever that might be, causing apoplexy in the Zionist lobby, with one Zionist attacking State Supremo, the pejorative Dan, for allowing the so-called socialist left to have the numbers by preventing branch stacking, admitting I would have thought that the right only held sway for years through branch stacking. Meanwhile, finally, over in the non-people's non-land, Zion continued to slaughter and take more and more non-land, claiming the occupied territories are not occupied, but disputed. Disputed. Absolutely, the Palestinian non-land, non-people dispute our right to take their land and control their lives. What more proof do you need to know they are all terrorists? Unlike the non-terrifying, peace-loving Zion train killers protecting liberty, freedom, and democracy. Good morning.